You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Sun up, you see the glow, run till we done up, you already know, straight out the mud with my brothers, we came from the gutter, me and my bros, cause what good is getting that money if you can't get it with your buddies, you can't get it with your cousins, a lot of them dipping, they quit in a hurry, I'm sipping that muddy with all of my day ones, conversation celebrations, they try to emulate like an emuate how we laid the foundations, new crib, well that's me, new whip, well that's me, who's this, well that's me. Who you with? Well, that's T.
Anything you need,
anything you need,
that's on me.
That's on me.
Everything you see,
everything you see,
that's on me.
That's on me.
Anything you please,
anything you please,
that's on me.
That's on me.
Everything you see,
everything you see,
that's on me.
I'm tryna get that bag still. Dad tryna get that bag still. In these streets and on stage, you ain't quit. Even when I get birth on my hands filled. My bird tryna move that zip like a spy down right. All gotta eat, all gotta earn. Road to the rich look nice, but you find out, huh? More money mean more money burn. That's standard, standard. In the CA pack just landed, not handed. Gotta get jaws, never brag about another man's. And it gets forced up your hands, touch another bag. White residue on the pay wave. Tuesday payday and I'm loud. Another week getting by in the AK. Sunday zero in the count, but still I'm a shopper.
Anything you need,
anything you need,
that's on me.
That's on me.
Everything you see,
everything you see,
that's on me.
That's on me.
Anything you please,
anything you please,
that's on me.
That's on me.
Everything you see,
everything you see,
that's on me. We planted the seeds 10 years ago. 10 years from now, we'll have 10 more to go. Kept on the ground, on 10 of my toes. I wanted the roots, I intended to grow. Never can be too careful. When you get rich, I'm white like Virgil. Money circulate inside of my circle. It's my turn for the cream, no curdle. Going from ball to ball with no hurdle. Shouts for your company with no turtle. My CBGG with the referral. One phone call, get washed like personal. Another leaf in my journal. Tee up the green, no herbal. One more round, put that on me.
Anything you need,
anything you need,
that's on me,
that's on me.
Everything you see,
everything you see,
that's on me,
that's on me.
Anything you please,
anything you please,
that's on me,
that's on me.
Everything you see,
everything you see,
that's on me,
that's on me.
Alien as on see, alien as on team, mutant as on dicks, alien as on wrist, alien as AP, alien as spooky.
Kia ora, Diggy Dupe, how are you?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Hey,
What's up? It's
so nice to have you in the studio.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It has been a minute, and you've been extremely busy since we last spoke. You are working on some exciting new stuff, and you've also been part of a cool as TV show called The Panthers, which is going to be coming out, I think, in a couple of weeks, actually, the first episode's screening. It's all about the Polynesian Panthers and kind of the genesis of that movement. And you've been involved in the music side of this TV show. How has that been for you?
Yeah, it's been pretty good, eh? Something fresh and challenging. Got to work with Choice Vaughan and Troy Kingy.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a pretty hefty crew that you guys have worked on this project with. How did your involvement with that come about?
So I knew Choice Vaughan through the album. He did 7 years, and then I think he talked with the producers, like he knew the producers, and they were looking for this rapper to rap about Central.
Yeah.
And he was like, fuck,
I know the guy.
I know the perfect guy.
He reps it hard.
Yo, hard.
It is kind of an incredible project to be involved with, because there is so much community that has gone into the making of this. I know that the Polynesian Panthers themselves have been involved with some of the process, come in and seen it through its kind of creation. How did you find working on something that has such a history to it and such a relationship to Central Auckland, as you say, which was where the Panthers all started, in Graylin and Ponsonby? How did you feel approaching this?
I felt like I had a bigger story to tell besides my own. So I was carrying a bit of a burden, but it was a good burden though. Like, it kind of forced me to go twice as hard, make sure that my pen was like always sharp at all times, and I had to do about like 3 different drafts for one verse.
So
it was like one of those peculiar projects that I had to really like fine tune, but it was good though. Like I said, like it was invigorating for like having like fresh perspectives and stories to talk about other than like my daily life and the things that I'm going through, because like it gets a bit like boring, repetitive, and saying the same thing over and over again.
It seems like with your last record, you kind of offset maybe some of that like intensity of having to go in your own head when you're writing and making music by working with heaps of your mates. The whole kind of essence of that album was about your community.
The teamwork, hard.
And this is sort of, I guess, that in a different sense as well. It's looking at that legacy and that history.
Just on a bigger scale, like stretched through generations and decades of time.
Yeah.
Rather than just my generation.
Totally.
So it was like what we do usually, but just on a grander scale.
Yeah, absolutely. How was it working with Troy and Choice Vaughn? Because they're such awesome musicians. It must have been quite cool to be on that project with everyone.
Yeah, Choice is real cool. Like, that's the bro anyway, off the bat. So it was like organic
to
just chop it up with him. And then meeting Troy was the same. Like, it's just like meeting your long lost cousin or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, everyone on that project was real cool.
You guys are on screen as well, so this has got some interesting videos that we've seen pop out already, kind of teasing the rest of the series that's going to be happening. But are you going to be popping up in the show? What's happening with that?
Yeah, shout out to Tavaki and Four Nights Film. I'm just sitting in a panther chair. That's all I'm doing.
Like,
I'm just sitting in a chair.
Sitting in a chair and rapping a little bit.
Yeah.
It seems pretty awesome. You're also working on some other exciting projects, which we get to see one of these later tonight.
Tonight, actually.
Tell us a bit about that.
New video coming out, 7 p.m, premieres on YouTube. So subscribe to my YouTube channel and all that, and like tap in.
Like and subscribe.
Yeah, like, subscribe, comment, all that.
All that. You have been busy since we last spoke to you. When do you sort of like get time to rest? Do you ever sort of have to switch out of the writing space or out of the creating space, or is it always on for you, Diggy?
Probably when I'm doing my regular job. Like, that's when I'm kind of zoning out, or if I want a break, I'll go work.
Yeah.
Kind of have a bit of normality and stuff, and then I'll come back to it and then just write everything I did at work, or like all the stuff that a regular old bloke would do, and then go back and tell the story.
Do you find that when you're thinking about making music or writing tracks, you know something's going to be a song before it starts, or do you go, I want to write?
Depends. If you hear a beat and you just know it's a banger.
Yep.
Just like this one that's coming out tonight, like, we already knew it was like off the top. I actually made a funny story. I made this demo while I was waiting for That's Me, That's Team to be released.
Amazing.
So it's been sitting in the vault for almost a year.
Cracking it open.
Yeah, like, because you know how everything comes out at midnight on Thursday?
Mm.
So I was staying up at night and I just made that demo. So
sweet.
That's how long it's been waiting and marinating for. And we've like played it a few shows.
Mm.
It's got a good response though. We'll see.
Last time I saw you play was actually at Newtown Fest in Wellington.
Yeah.
Way back at the start of the year.
Nah, I didn't play that song because it was daytime.
It's got a nighttime vibe to it.
And it was all ages too. So I was like...
Because
Newtown was like real cool. So what me and my DJ Get does, like, we craft our sets to every festival or every show. We don't have like a copy and paste set.
Yep.
So, you know, Newtown, it was daytime, it was chill, it was all ages. And also everyone in Wally's more creative and like they listen. So I thought I'd hit everybody with that, like all those like rap raps. That's why if you heard when I performed, I did like that spoken wordy bit and I messed it up a bit. And then we just
I didn't notice you mess it up. It was awesome.
Oh, yo. Yeah, so that's why I didn't play that song.
It's quite, it must be quite a cool thing. I mean, we've been so lucky that we can go and see gigs and that we can, you know, perform and do all of that here in New Zealand. Have you found that having like the time that we've had where there has been no music making, where we've been in lockdown and people have been paused, has that given you a different appreciation for when you actually are on the stage and when you are doing those things?
Yeah, man, we take it for granted, eh?
Yeah.
Like when we didn't have it. And now that we do, we're kind of back into normality. We're kind of like, we forget about what happened last year.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it feels like a lifetime ago, right? But it was only like last year, exactly.
Yeah, it must make getting on the stage have like a little bit of that, you know, extra electricity when you're up there. Yeah,
more freedom, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm excited to see, you know, what's next with this new project that we'll be releasing tonight, or this new track that will be coming out tonight. Any sort of clues, hints, tips about stuff we should keep our eyes out for?
Just look for all the references and all that. Like, we kind of pay homage to Nija Mystic.
Mm.
Those are the OGs. Like, Shay is the OG, triple OG. But Nija Mystic are our OGs. Yep. So shout out to all those boys. And we're just paying homage to them, to our area. And you kind of get to see a glimpse of like the changes over time, because it's a lot of these places that we reference are like 20 years old,
and you
actually get to see how much has changed, how much hasn't, and also like the community and stuff like that.
Awesome.
And shout out to Tamagotchi for making a beat.
That's amazing.
It's a banger.
It is a banger. So that's We On, which we can see from 7 p.m. tonight over on your YouTube channel. But I reckon we should have a listen to this Panthers track that we've currently got on the playlist, which is paying homage to, again, another significant community, significant lineage. This track is My Heart Never Sleeps, featuring yourself, Troy Kingy.
That's the hearty one.
The hearty one, Choice Vaughan. And how was this particular song for you? How did you feel about this particular track?
Yeah, I had to like really go somewhere with this one, eh?
Yeah.
Like close my eyes and tell everyone to shut up. Yeah, I did it like, I tried to always try and bang it out in one go. But like first take type shit. But I had to warm up to it and I had to like really get going. And man, it took a while, but this one, like this one take. So all of this is in one take.
Was it? Wow.
That's what I mean. Like I did everything in one take. But it was like the 31st take.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, and I was kind of like, I was kind of drained, but then I wasn't.
Yeah.
I knew I had a bit more to give. So yeah, it took a lot, eh? So please appreciate it.
Well, we definitely do. Let's have a listen to it now. Diggy, thank you so much for coming in.
Yo, thank you guys. Tune in 7 o'clock.
We will. Ski. See you then.
We're having trouble accepting the Polynesians fast enough, really. You know, we can't educate them. They're not used to our way of life. They don't know the language.
This house, this house is falling down around me, but I can't move. No, no, I can't leave this space, these tired hands. They've been handed down to me, but my heart, it never sleeps.
Yeah. Soul is a furnace, I can feel the fire burning, embers igniting, resurgence. I'm trying to define my purpose. My people are hurting, they work in a labor service, getting treated worse than vermin. We don't deserve it when destiny calls. Are you willing to talk? Are you willing to walk? Are you risking it all? With my back against the wall, I'd be ready for war. I'm Beth Heckett, no fair, we won't let a panther. Same story, but different chapter. Corpus still knock us, always putting us in handcuffs. A panther, same ones who taught us how to stand up, cut us out from all that shit like colon cancer. A panther, same song, but just a different stanza. Corpus still hawkered, even though we had our hands up. A panther, calm, collected, but filled with anger. Weight of the crown is heavier than an anchor. Never had a choice, I was destined to be the voice. I'm speaking for Polynesians who never got to be poised, never got to rejoice. I can't take it anymore. The devil wears a blue uniform, he's knocking at my door. Serve me with a charge, I wasn't even involved. My words falling on deaf ears when I speak in the court. Scraping change for a lawyer I can't even afford. Coming from the working class, but we ain't working at all. Let's work it out.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.